2.
Everybody, hello and welcome to the Choose Happy podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Javid, and here with me today is a colleague, a friend, and the host of his very own podcast, Blake Mayfield, here to tell us how to start a podcast, what makes a good podcast, and how to make yours stand out from the rest. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. This is very cool.
This is very nerve-wracking for me because you're the podcast expert. I am.
But you're on live TV 5 times a week. Do you know how...
Dude, like, it's a different vibe. And I think a lot of people have great ideas and great topics and people listen to podcasts. And this is the thing, right? There are hundreds and hundreds of different podcasts out there. And a lot of people want to get into it, like myself. But then we get stuck like, okay, how do I even begin? Like, where do I start? And so that's why I wanted to have you on. You have an incredible podcast. You have hundreds of episodes.
Thank you.
You've interviewed me before, our other colleagues, and you really have it down. You have your niche. Is that what how they say it?
Niche.
And you're good at it. You've come up with a formula and it works for you. And I wanted to see if you would share some of that with our friends, our listeners, and our friends here on Facebook Live who are watching. Sarah and Belinda, hello. So please, tell our friends listening a little bit about yourself before we go any further.
So my name is Blake Mayfield. I'm 23 years old. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yeah.
So we basically did a like in the music industry, they call it like a feature for a feature, where like, you know, someone will come on their song, they'll go on their song, and, you know, hopefully they end up being hits kind of thing. But, yeah, basically how to start a podcast. It's tough because we did this last week for like an hour, so like I don't want to like rehash the same thing. I don't think a lot of people heard it. They literally could not hear it.
I'm telling you. So I wanted to do this because I really am not good at, I have a podcast, you guys are listening to it, but I don't have it down yet. And so I wanted to learn from him. We did a practice run and it didn't go so well with the audio. And so here we are with all of his equipment, and that's part of it, right? Having the right equipment to be able to do it. But
yeah,
I guess, so first let's go back to a little bit about you. Give me some tidbits. Who is Blake?
So, I'm 23. I work at KRCR. I have this podcast. I'm also a butcher on the side, something I never thought I'd say, but it's good to have like a trade, a skill that you have to, you know, you never know when something like the pandemic will hit or, you know, when you're going to need something like that. So where all of a sudden you're not needed to sit there and cue someone in at a news station.
To trade your stuff to the guy to cut the meat for you because you're already going to know how to do it. You might get a lady who's like, right. I don't want to dungeon the meat. Come cut the meat. That's me.
Not everyone's into all that. So that's what I do. And I started out doing this podcast when I was, honestly, I started way back when I was 16 with a friend of mine named Jesse. And it was the Blake and Jesse podcast.
Wow.
Stopped doing that because I got into music. I tried to be a rapper in high school, which
Let's
is.
Let's hear you rap.
No.
Let's hear just one verse.
Absolutely not. No, no. It's like one of those things where. It's not embarrassing. It's just a learning experience. But, like, you don't ever want to go backwards. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm here now. I'm better at this. This is way more fun. So, no verse for me anytime soon. I'll show you a couple old songs once we're done. Because a couple of them aren't bad. But some of them are like, yeah. but eventually, I feel like I found my calling starting this podcast. October 2018, got Billy Pilgrim from Billy and Patrick in the Morning here in Reading on Q97. He was the very first guest. Yeah, I thought it was then. I still think it is now. And not a lot of people can say that. You know what I mean? They got like one of the biggest, if not the biggest radio voice in town
for
their very first episode. So they are.
Like when I got here, they, you know, had me set up to do a radio interview with them. And I was so nervous, you know, being on the other side of it. And they were so nice and they're so good at their job and they're funny and they're talented. Like what an incredible get for you on your very first podcast to have talent like that on your show. Like that's awesome.
I almost messed it up So if you go back to the very first one on my Spotify, I guess discography or whatever it is, there is an episode one of the podcast that's like unedited, basically how the engineer at the studio recorded it. Because I used to go to the studio where I'd record music and have the engineers do it for me. Now I'm like my own engineer, so I can do things on my, you know, on my own. But I almost butchered it because I said something just really dumb. And it, like, threw him off, and then his reaction threw me off, and then, like, he had to, like, recover it for me. And you could tell it was episode one. Like, really embodies the spirit of the first time I've done something like this. But ended up re-editing it and putting it out as episode 50. I remarketed it as episode 50, where it is episode one. I took some parts out. No one ever even noticed. But if people care enough to go back, you can definitely find that still. So good learning experience. Really dove, you know, headfirst into this thing in 2019 and haven't looked back since. COVID slowed a little bit of things down, but I came up with a good strategy in the middle of it that I feel like a lot of local business owners here are going to need and want some publicity post-pandemic. And I decided to be the guy to tap into that. And
so that's your niche then, right? Like,
basically.
Local, it's like a community voice.
Yeah. And then I figured out last year in the middle of me doing all the stuff with business owners, no one's ever tapped into KRCR. Let me try and get a job there because that's going to be a hell of a lot easier than hitting up Mason Carroll and Mike Mangus on Facebook and they have no idea who you are and stuff like that. So point being, I just, you know, every year I kind of figure out a strategy for the next year, figure out what I'm going to do next, and I just try to execute best I can.
How many episodes do you have?
133.
Wow.
133. New one coming this Saturday as well with another person from KRCR.
Now, do you monetize your podcast?
What, like, do you mean by monetize?
Like, do you make money? Like, is it a profitable thing for you?
I do now.
Or is it a job? Or
I do now. I make money on it now. That started 2 months ago.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
So, thank you. Yeah. Like I just started making money.
Doing something that you love is incredible.
Yeah. George and I always have conversations. You know, my buddy George back here, people can't see him, but we always have conversations about what can, you know, get us rich or what can get us just like one step closer, you know what I mean? So like being official, being legit. And my big thing is always just patience. I'm not in a huge rush because I know with patience will come everything I want and need, if you will. So
you're so young. You have so much time. I mean, dude, you're doing
it. It's like the Gary Vee thing. It's like, you're a baby. You know what I mean?
Just a little baby. Like, you have so much time. You start doing this at 16. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what does 16-year-old Blake do when he wants to start a podcast? Like, what are the steps for the average Joe who's like, I want to do this, but I don't even know where to begin?
I would, nowadays, my advice is different than it was back then. I would invest in like a MacBook or even like a Dell laptop or HP, you know, so something like that, like a real legit laptop. And then from there,
do you need a laptop or can it be a desktop or it has to be a laptop?
It can be a desktop, but you're going to want to be able to take this thing on the go. Like you're going to want to be able to, like I do, put it like in a Sprouts grocery bag and haul it around town or haul it wherever you need to take it. You know, I could take this thing anywhere because it's just, it's a laptop and it fits perfectly in the bag.
What size is it? 11 inches? Or
this is like a, 12, yeah, 13? It's like a 10.8. You know, it's not ever
so
exact.
Something lightweight, easy, because you go to people to interview them and you can bring all your gear and be on the go. Okay.
Basically.
So invest in good laptop. What else?
A Blue Yeti or a Black Yeti microphone. I say those two because I think those are the only two colors they sell nowadays. But the Yeti microphone will be the best microphone for, I hate to say amateurs, but if it's amateur hour, I'd go with that because it's cost effective. It's maybe $150 for the mic and you can just USB it right to your laptop. You know, if you have a MacBook, you're going to need this stupid plug-in dongle because Apple found a way to somehow charge us more money. Or you could just get a regular PC laptop. But yeah, you can USB it and you can just start recording right there. You know, download like Audacity or I use Simple Recorder even to this day. It makes it a little tougher to edit audio. It's not all on one file source, if you will. I have to use different apps on my phone to edit stuff. If people like, you know, talk smack about someone else, if they're like, hey, I don't want that to like ruin my career, I'll have to go like edit it, and then it's like it takes a while to bunch it all together. But
so where do you do that?
I do that on my phone because I use Simple Recorder. But you can use Audacity. You can use like Fruity Loop Studio.
Audacity
is terrible.
Audacity is so unuser friendly. I mean, we use it to track audio for like, you know, news reporting. But other than that, like when you actually have to go back and edit on it, like it's so annoying.
Yeah.
So basic person who doesn't know how to, I feel like editing with audio is harder than editing with video too.
Absolutely.
It's just like you got to know like the key point. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So Simple Recorder makes it easy for you. What do you edit on your phone then?
I use SoundLab, and that's what I was telling you about last week. But SoundLab basically makes it to...
I have an iPhone, which I do, but I don't like it. I don't like...
You still have the home button.
Don't come for me. Do not come for me. I don't like iPhones. I have one. I don't like it. Is there another...
I don't know, because I don't have an Android. I don't know what would be a great substitute. But if you have an iPhone, SoundLab is the way to go. It makes it super easy. You can save it right to your files on your phone.
Edit it there.
Yes.
And then what do you do with it?
Upload it.
Upload it to where?
I upload mine on SoundCloud, and then my RSS feed goes to Spotify and Apple. I know a lot of these terms and things could
Let's back it up. Very layman's terms. SoundCloud... Podbean, Anchor by Spotify, those websites, right, or apps, are apps that you can upload your content to and then post it to all the different feeds, right? So, like, your RSS feed, like you're saying, is, like, the link that goes to, like, Spotify and Apple iTunes and Google Podcasts and Podcaster, like, all those different apps, correct?
Yes.
So, how does one start an account like that?
So, to put it in layman's terms... I'm basically at the Coca-Cola plant. SoundCloud is the Coca-Cola truck. Spotify and Apple are the store that sells the product after it gets there. So I'll use Simple Recorder and stuff to make the podcast, produce it and everything. And then SoundCloud is what I use to put it everywhere else. That's what I use to distribute it, basically, you know, or like, like at the store, like if you want to buy salad, well, someone's got to make the salad. I'm basically the farmer before it goes into the plastic bin or whatever. And then the guy at the store takes it out of the box and puts it on the shelf so you can buy it. Someone's got to make the salad. So I'm basically doing that with the Simple Recorder and Audacity and stuff. SoundCloud is what helps me take it out of the box, if you will, take it out of the bag. And then the RSS code is what makes it to where people can easily consume the podcast anywhere on Spotify and Apple.
You know what I'm going to make you do? I'm going to make you do a checklist, like a 1, 2, 3. Like, here's the steps with the links that we can put in here so that somebody with not a lot of experience has like a checklist of where to go and what to do. Because I feel like it sounds complicated, but it's not.
You do it once and you're good.
Literally not tech savvy. And I was able to figure out how to get my podcast onto Spotify. And I used Anchor by Spotify, which was amateur. It's good for if you're a startup person like me and you're not an expert like Blake. It's a really easy user-friendly app. You just make an account. You can record on your phone. You can call people and do two-person podcasts. All the audio is not always good depending on where you are.
And then when someone calls you, it cuts your whole podcast off, like last week.
Listen.
It was great. Yeah.
It's not the best, which is why we're here today.
Hi, someone Belinda. Said they hi, miss
Janice.
You.
Hello.
Janice, Nazi Javi, right miss you.
Oh, look it. Thank you, Belinda. She is putting in, I think it is, yeah, she's putting in the notes of what you're
there
saying.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you
oh,
so
no,
much.
That's a great way to break it down. That's, yeah,
yeah
Belinda.
We've got
that's
our,
great.
Our note taker. Thank yeah. you, dear. Love her.
Yeah, listening very intently, I think is the word. Yeah, that,
hi,
that's
Janice.
Very good. Yes.
Is there anyone scroll back that I missed? Yeah.
I don't know how to. Oh, there we go.
That's all right. Hi, Elise and Kathy. Got a lot of our friends here. Barbara, hi, everybody. So listen, what do you think makes a successful podcast? Like, how would you, what are the bullet points in your brain of, like, what you're looking for in a good podcast?
What I look for is good audio, and then don't kid yourself. Like a lot of things, just because you're passionate doesn't mean you're necessarily good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are super passionate about something and are also really good at it are the stars. So it's like, you know, like you're good at anchoring the news. That seems to be your passion. You like reading, you like talking, stuff like that. That's like your thing. If I'm someone like, you know, you look at someone, I always go to sports like LeBron, Tom Brady, like, not only are they passionate about basketball and football, but they're just good at it because they practice at it. Like, you got to pick something to where you're passionate about it and know you're good at it. I know I have a good speaking voice. Mm-hmm. I know I can project my voice well, and I know that I'm good at being heard. So I basically try to use those skills and make that into a good podcast.
You also plan ahead, I noticed, right? So, like, when you interviewed me, you had what your plan was. I don't know if you had an outline or like you did your research and you had your questions that you wanted to ask, but then you obviously followed the conversation and went wherever it went. That's a skill in itself, I think. I think for me initially when I wanted, because like live, I can talk on the fly about news all day long, right? But when it's like about a topic on a podcast, I'm like, I thought I could just do it, but it's not that easy. You kind of have to have a plan. And I find that like having at least an outline of like, okay, here's where we're going to take this discussion. helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Have a goal, right?
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to be everywhere.
Well, also, you know, and it took me a while to learn it, but I listen to other podcasts and I get inspired by other podcasts to learn how to transition. That's the biggest kept secret to me in podcasts. You can have a great voice. You can have a great topic. You can have a great guest. You can have a great subject you stumble upon or a hilarious joke or, you know, things are like going off the walls and people are entertained. But how do you go to the next thing? Because like anything else, when you're hot and you're on a streak, you don't stop there when you're on a streak. You know, when Steph Curry's at 9 threes, he's not thinking that's the end of the game for me. He wants 12. He wants 15. Same with the podcast. If I know, you know, me, George, and my buddy Al, we're sitting around talking about football, and we usually go 90 minutes, and it's minute 55, and we're joking on each other. We're talking about what George did, you know, some dumbass stuff or whatever, what Al did, you know. If we're just cracking on each other, if you will, I have to find a way to keep that energy going to get us to 90 minutes or get us to where we need to be. I don't want to just cut it off right there. So transitioning is the biggest thing to learn. And the biggest thing is to make it to where the listener doesn't even notice that you transitioned.
Yeah. It's the same thing in news. Yeah. Especially when you go from like a hard story to like a light story. That's the difficult part in news.
Like today, you were saying to us during the break something about like we had to go from Ukraine to I think the cow on the loose in L.A. Yeah, and it's like, how am I supposed to go from Kyiv to a cow on the loose in L.A.? I don't know how to
very
do that.
Very difficult.
It's very, yeah. And that's the one thing about news I don't like. That's why I don't think I'd be a good anchor. I don't know how to just act like, and now here's a cow in L.A. This thing got out, and man, they had to lasso it up, six people.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you know, it's just tough.
It's important to you know, the stacking is important too, but that's a whole nother issue. But yeah. Sometimes you have those. Sometimes you just have to know. It's a tone of voice thing, I think, in the news, and also facial expressions. And they're not the same in podcasts because people can't see you. They can't see that you cared about that story.
And it's not live.
And it's not live.
Yeah.
So like that's what is difficult for me, like the awkward pauses. Like in news, people can see. The TV tells you the story without you having to have the words for it. Podcasting requires a lot of like mastery of language to be able to get the point across without visual punctuation,
yeah.
Which I think is a talent. That's why I admire you so much because I just want to learn how you do it. And that's what we're here for. So if you have any questions for Blake also, you can drop them in the comments on Facebook.
Yeah, let me know.
And
absolutely.
We will ask him.
I love being a guest, by the way. I was looking forward to this day again because I like being on the other side of this. I've only got to do this a couple times where like I'm the guest. And I find it, it's very freeing, if you will, because I get to be myself and I get to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, interviewing other people is a lot more comfortable for me than being on the receiving end of it, except for in podcasts, because this is not a familiar format to me. It's just not.
It's long form.
It is not comfortable for me, and I'm really trying to stretch my legs and find out what it is about podcasting that is not my strong suit so I can grow in that area, right? So you're here to teach me that. You're my teacher
today. You just need practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought anchoring wouldn't be that hard because I've seen, you know, guys like, you know, David Muir or guys like, you know, Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts and Strahan and them or you or Tamara do it. And then I did it for the practice run like a month ago with Alex, Andrew, Ethan, and like I literally had to take like five takes to get like the top story block done, you know? And it's like I'm just reading and I can read well, I can read quick, I know how to work the prompter, but it's still just that thing where, like, you have to look at the camera, and when we pull up the Hasselrud Law Skycam, you can't be caught looking at the TV. You don't want to be caught looking down. Like, you have to, like, it's just, there's a lot going on. It's just.
You don't want to say the mountain's on the right side of the screen when it's on the left side of the screen.
See, you bring that up. I didn't even catch, like, I think.
I'm hypercritical, you know?
Yeah.
But
that's what makes people great.
Yeah. Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
So you go back to monetizing this. So, like, if somebody wants to do this as a side hustle, like, how do you actually make money doing it?
I would go to, like I said, and it sounds harsh, but just make sure you're good. Because if people aren't willing to even listen to you to give you a shot, no one's going to give you money or sponsor you.
So how many did you have in the bag before you asked somebody for sponsorship?
115.
Oh, you did 115, like, one-plus hour episodes before you got there.
At least. Yeah, 115, 120. Then I went to my favorite coffee shop here in town, Black Rose Coffee and Tea.
Black Rose Coffee and Tea, by the way. Like, shout out to them. Get the peanut butter coffee. It was
yes,
so good.
Yes, the ecstasy. It's amazing.
Is that what it's called, the ecstasy?
The ecstasy.
It's so good.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. Went there, and I was like, hey, like, I'm coming to you guys first. You're my favorite local business. You know, will you guys be willing to sponsor me? And Tori, shout out to her, Tori Rosales, the owner, she was willing to do it. And it was a super sweet gig for me because I don't get paid from them. I don't mind saying it. I get free drinks whenever
that's
I go.
That's a sponsorship.
So
yeah.
it's legit. So I don't see cash from it, but I don't pay for coffee. So
coffee
I save like
cash,
so. I save like $5,000 a year probably.
Yeah.
So because I'm there all the time with my dogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I remember I asked her. I'm like, hey, like, what do you think about me getting like one free drink a month? You know what I mean? Like, just like once a month, I get like one of those like stamp cards so I can just turn them into you guys. And then she was like, well, I wouldn't feel good about it personally if I didn't let you do it every time you come.
Oh, that's
get a free
so
drink.
Nice.
Yeah, that's so, I'm trying not to curse, but like that's so freaking legit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
like,
very nice.
That's so legit. I was so pumped. I was so hyped. I was like, every time, I'm like, I'm there. I was like, Tori, I come like 4 or 5 times a week.
So, but that goes to show you, like, you can't get something if you don't ask, right?
That too.
Like,
that's
that,
the biggest
that
thing I've
courage.
Learned about this.
Like, I never want to ask anybody for anything. Like, I will pay you, like, to be my sponsor.
I literally, that's the biggest thing I think I've learned. Like, it helps you get out of your, like, cocoon a little bit. You know what I mean? It helps you turn into, sounds corny, but, like, that butterfly. Like, you have to ask for stuff. You have to ask people to come on. Like, I asked you. You know, I'm like, I have no idea who she is. I guess she's going to be our new anchor. I haven't met her, but, like, please do my podcast because I think it'd be a big thing.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for that, by the way, because I was new to the area. I didn't know anybody, and you gave me my first warm welcome, A, and I was like, oh, there's, like, a nice person that works here. Like, that's awesome. And then we did the podcast, and it was a warm welcome to the community. I really appreciated that, and I still do. So thank you for being a friend and a good colleague.
Yeah,
and
thank
a
you
great
for
teacher,
doing it.
A great teacher. Do you would you say you have to have a theme for your podcast? Because I feel like something I struggle with is, like, my podcast is called Choose Happy, right? Because I want to keep it positive. But sometimes things in life are not positive. So I always try to, like, whatever we talk about at the end of the day, we're going to talk about what it makes us happy. That's kind of my theme. Like, no matter how hard life gets, we can always, at the end of the day, despite what we go through, choose happy. What's your theme?
I don't have one.
So would you say that it's not necessary to have one?
Yeah.
Why?
I'd say it's actually more beneficial. That way you don't feel like you have to put yourself in
a
box.
In a bubble, yes. Because sometimes I'm like, this is hard news. Like I did a podcast on Ukraine, which I pulled because I was so emotional the day I did it. But like, how do you do a podcast? I was so passionate about this issue, and my podcast is called Choose Happy, and I'm talking about a war. So I think you're correct in that it does put me in a box where I don't have room to stretch the legs to different areas of topics. So you don't need to have a theme to have a successful podcast.
No, and I think the listeners also recognize that because sometimes the listeners don't want to be all
happy.
Bubbly and positive and bubblegum, and they don't want to they don't, you know what I mean? And I like keeping them on edge in a way. I like keeping them to where, you know, like Mason Carroll was much more honest and outgoing than I thought she'd be. And I know she's a great reporter, but you just don't know people until they come do your program. You know what I mean? Like, there's some people I think they're going to be just hit it out of the park out of here, and their episode sucked. You know, I'm never going to say names or nothing, but it's just like, I didn't enjoy that. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like I wasted 90 minutes, 120 minutes of my life. And there's some where it's like, wow, that went better than expected. And Mason's one of those people, you know, and there's all sorts of things like that. But it's all about not keeping that theme. That's why it's just the Blake Mayfield podcast. I'm just trying to sell myself. And this is a point that I said last week on the show that I wanted to make here again, is that one thing I recognized and why I named it just the Blake Mayfield podcast is I realized the best music artists, or my favorites at least, just use their real name. They don't try and brand themselves as something they're not, or they make some name, nothing like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think the best music artists of this generation have been like Kanye West. That's his name. Drake, that's his middle name.
Mariah Carey,
Kendrick Lamar, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, Prince Rogers is his
Madonna.
Full name. Madonna, like, you know, Sade, Cher, like, because
Britney Spears.
Yeah, because it's like you break down this invisible wall to listeners or to, you know, whoever you're trying to, you know, your audience, Justin Timberlake, you know what I mean? And it makes it to where you feel like you're selling yourself, but you're relatable in a way. You're not.
There's more authenticity.
Yeah, like, you don't have to put on, like, this front. Like, that's why I love, like, I find myself, my favorite podcast being the Joe Rogan Experience, the Joe Budden podcast, the Bill Simmons podcast, not, you know, there's a couple other ones out there that I like, you know, like, the Brilliant Idiots. It's like, okay, but who's on the Brilliant Idiots? Well, we know Charlamagne the God. We all know who Charlamagne is. you know, but I wouldn't know that just by the name. I need the Charlemagne podcast. You got to sell yourself.
What about the headline of what you call each episode? Because like for news writing, for example, we're writing for an article, we're writing for AIR, we're picking that SEO headline, that catchy headline that's going to have the searchable terms in the headline. Do you do that when you're like naming your episodes, or you just say whoever you're interviewing, right? You don't even find that you need to
call
it something.
When it's me, George, and Al, I name them because we've done 50 of them together. We're a familiar crew. We're friends. We say funny shit. So I make it to where I'll name it something just preposterous or something just like something funny that we said that I feel like will grab your attention. But then when it's an interview podcast, like I put a poll up on Instagram the other day. Do you guys prefer sports podcasts or interview podcasts? Because to me, they're two totally different formats.
Ooh, what is the answer on that?
61% said interviews. 39% said sports, which
also
I kind
consider
of
your audience too.
I suspected that, you know, and honestly, I enjoyed the interview ones more because I literally don't have to work as hard.
Huh?
I asked 10 questions. Someone else talks for 2 hours, and I'm done. And then, you know, not I get all the credit, but you get a lot of credit for that shit. You know, you ask great questions. You kept them engaged. They didn't feel like they had to be uncomfortable. They didn't feel like they were getting grilled. Like, yeah, I didn't really do that much work either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever say that, but it's like it's not as hard of work compared to the sports podcast. I know when it's me and my guys, I still got to show up for the full 90 minutes because they expect me to be the leader. They expect me to be the guy to lead us there. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm the lead horse that's going to lead us to the pond to drink.
Well,
you know
you
what
say
I mean?
Like 90 minutes or whatever. Is there like a time frame or like a time limit, like 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, an hour and a half that you see gets better results when in terms of analytics?
George will disagree with me, and some people will disagree with me. If your podcast isn't at least 30 minutes, you will not get a listen from Blake Mayfield. I don't want to hear you if it's 30 minutes or less. Because it feels rushed. I don't care how good it is. It feels like it's and it depends. Like, you have some that go 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but
I like them shorter because I'm busy and I just, like, I want to come on, hear your idea, have my little, like, drive to work and then be in and out. Like, less than, like, 25 minutes or less.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed long form. And there's an audience for people that, you know, make short podcasts or do short podcasts or like to listen to them. But me, I don't want to have to check my phone 3 or 4 times when I drive to Chico to switch up a podcast. Mm-hmm. I want to put it on one podcast mm-hmm. and just let it ride. That's me. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I get bored with it, I'll go to something else. I'll turn on music or I'll turn on another podcast. But if it keeps me engaged, you're going to hit 5, 6, 7, 8 different topics. You guys will have some banter. That's what I love about, like, you know, Joe Budden podcast. And I know he's a controversial, you know, rapper and he's kind of a narcissist and stuff like that, but he's a podcast genius. Cause he's the one guy I realized early on when I listened that there's no dead air with that guy. Ever. There's always music. There's always laughter. There's always sound effects. He knows how to introduce.
Let's do a sound effect. Can we do a sound effect?
Yeah.
Can we do applause?
They can't hear it. But they can hear it on the audio.
So if you're on Facebook and you're watching, drop your favorite podcast in the comments. I'm curious to see who y'all like to listen to. Hi, Misty.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like, you know, someone commented, I think I said, you know, Misty said, always label name each episode for, per a highly successful business coach. Sounds like that's what she is.
Oh, right.
And that's what I try and do. You know, I talked to, shout to Carrie, the news director at KRCR. And I was trying to show her the podcast because I'm trying to, you know, get on as a reporter or just do something more than just be like a PA. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Always
and,
growing.
Yeah. And she was like, well, you know, the one thing I'd recommend is, like, don't type out the whole word episode and then, you know, give me like a catchy headline. And this is where I respectfully disagree with her. Mm-hmm. I rather just tell you, yo, it's me and Mason Carroll, tune in, than be like, is this the North State's next top white female? I'm not good with the drama. And not headlines aren't drama, but they kind of are in a way. They got to grab your attention.
Yeah.
I'd rather just tell you what it is. If you care enough, you will tune in regardless.
Yeah, totally. So what I think you do that is catchy in your own way, it's your own style, right? Everybody has a different style.
Right.
Yours is you put a little bit about the person, and then you put time codes in, which I think is really like, if you want to hear this, like hit this time, which I think, you know, is a lot of good people and people that I watch, like YouTubers, do that too, that are just like, here's where you can get your nuggets of information if you don't want to like have to listen to see what's in there.
Right.
I think that's super helpful. That's almost like headline in itself.
Because I just do audio. I don't do video. If I did video, I would clip them out the way we do on the news every day and upload them on in different stuff. But I just do audio because I think of this as like an audio experience. That's why I wanted to upgrade the audio to begin with, you know, as far as getting the new mixer board, the new mics.
You think we should do a podcast for work, like a news podcast? Would people listen to that?
I have a very big idea that everyone's turning down, but I'm used to getting turned down.
What is it?
In 7 to 10 years, it's just like a local podcast network here where it's under one umbrella. It's named one thing, and every podcast that I like or know about would just be under this one umbrella, so you could go find it. It'd be me. It'd be someone like, you know, Sam Comenti. He has his own thing going on. It'd be something like that. You know what I mean? And there's a couple other people like Blake Fisher. He's the coordinator of Viva Downtown discussion. Yeah, he has like his thing going on. So it would just be under like one umbrella, you know, and people are busy. People just have their own visions for things. But
you're talking about being under the umbrella of the news station?
Of just any podcast network, not the news station in particular. But
yeah, because that would be an issue for sure.
Right.
If we can't. Yeah.
I just had the idea to be under like one network in general. And
I
then
see.
Just,
okay.
You know,
that.
Everyone's got their own vision. Everyone's got their own thing. So
what would you call it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm better at getting the idea. And then we could do a name later. The name will come to us. You know what I mean? But
how do you think you bring value to your viewers, listeners? This is a TV person,
no,
audience.
I mean, yeah, the audience,
the friends, the people that you're talking to. Like, what value are you giving them each day when you do these episodes?
The value I think I give them is they learn something new about either me, the host, or the guest every time. Mm-hmm. Every time, whether it's a joke, whether it's a dirty joke, whether it's the guest, whether it's an emotional thing, whether I've had a couple guests come on that like they get kind of choked up when explaining some tough times or explaining people giving up their dreams and their livelihoods to help their livelihoods, you know, and it's like, and I know you know this in news, you live for that. You live for those sound bites mm-hmm. and moments to have the emotional mom or to have, you know, the family that, you know, it's like, we just want a home, you know, like. It sounds bad, but you live for those kind of sound bites. You know what I mean? Like
giving
that
a voice to people.
It's
well,
compelling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's compelling content. And that's what we're all here for at the end of the day. If I was not good at this, if I didn't have a good voice, if we had boring ass topics, if I had boring ass guests, no one would care. No one would give a damn, you know? And that's just how it is.
You said that they would learn something about you.
Or the guest. Yeah.
So is that something that they would help them when they leave? Like if I'm your guest on your show, like learning something about me, would that help them?
I think so. That's the whole reason I wanted to have you on, because I'm like, you're coming from the coast. I don't know if I have a lot of coast listeners whatsoever, but there's a lot of people here in Shasta County. You're going to be on TV 5 days a week. The KRCR still has a huge audience here. It's more with the older crowd, but even people like George will look on Twitter for clips and stuff like that. You know, so I was like, let me have the new anchor on because, first of all, just like to introduce you to the city, but also because people are going to want to be interested in, you know, what goes on behind the scenes? What is she like off the camera? What is she like when she's not reading from the prompter? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What is she like when she's not reading what she's basically, I know, you know, Jensen and you guys write the scripts, but it told to say, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it just pulls back the curtain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a little bit of, I mean, I follow a lot of, you know, professional news talent and I do like behind the scenes to see what their family is like or what they're up to or what they're like as a human being, because if I can connect with them in that way, then I trust them more with the news and with what they're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about consistency? So do you do like a certain episode on a certain day at a certain time, a release at a certain time, or you're just like whenever you feel like it? And does it matter?
It does matter. I'm pretty sporadic about it. It's like a lot of recording artists go through this, like musicians. I'm not going to record something and then just hold it for 6 months or 8 months or a year, because by the time that comes, I'm going to think I'm better. I'm going to have a new idea. Excuse me. I'm going to have a different way of how I want to do this record. I'm going to want a guest on it all of a sudden. I'm going to want the guest off of it, whatever.
Yeah.
So for it to feel fresh and original to me and for me to see growth a year from now when I go get another guest, I do it right away. I upload them right away. And I do have certain days and times. I won't reveal them here personally just because I like to keep the...
This is all about giving us the deets if we want to start a podcast.
Yeah,
you got to tell us your secrets, dude.
I don't like telling competitors my secrets. I don't. I'm Nazi.
Give
you know
me the exclusive.
I'm okay. I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you when to not upload. Is that okay?
That's fair enough.
Don't upload Fridays or Saturdays.
Okay. I think it depends on your audience, though, too, right? Because Fridays and Saturdays, the younger crowd's going to be going out, having a good time. But maybe the older crowd is going to be done with a long work week and just wants to relax and listen to, you know, somebody read a book to them or something. I don't know. But, it would matter what who your audience is, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, not to say I've never uploaded on a Friday or Saturday, because I think I did maybe last month in February, one of the episodes. But I just find it to – my thing is I know people will tune in. I always think of someone like – honestly, like an Andrew. Dude drives an hour plus each way, each day.
And, to work.
Yeah. And what is he going to listen to? And there's tons of people that commute. I don't know why people live like that, but there's millions of Americans that.
I know, and it's terrible with the gas prices right now. I just keep thinking about the people that are commuting. Like, I'm so grateful we live so, I live so close to work.
Yeah, I'm a 20-minute drive. You know what I mean? But even then, I still like to have 15, 20 minutes sometimes if it's not listening to music obnoxiously loud for 3:30 a.m. I like to listen to podcasts and just kind of get myself together for the day, kind of get my spirit together, my thoughts together, whatever it is. So I always think about the person that's commuting. If I can just keep them long enough for them to be entertained for 20 minutes. If they never come back to it, honestly, that's fine.
What about, okay, so you commute 20 minutes. So you're from Reading, right? You're native.
Born
you're
and
local,
raised.
Born and raised.
Oh, yeah.
So does it matter, like, for me, where I'm podcasting from? Like, do I tell people, like, you know, because I have, like, the analytics show, like, people listen in Canada and they listen. I have, like, listeners, like, in the UK and, like, different places. So, like, do you tell them, like, I'm here and I'm in Redding, California, or do you just assume that people who listen to you already know your backstory?
I don't assume. I don't really tell them where I'm at, where I'm from. Not that I have anything to hide. It's just something that doesn't really cross my mind in the intro. But you can kind of tell by my guests. Every guest, you know, KRCR mm-hmm. is, you know, Redding, Chico, Red Bluff. That's what mm-hmm. RCR stands for. Mm-hmm. You know, you have stuff like business owners, you know, stuff like that. They're all in Shasta County. So you can infer, like, oh, he's from Reading. And even on Spotify, like, it says, you know, join Blake Mayfield as he, you know, navigates
through life. Do you have a trailer?
I don't have a trailer, but I have, like, a little bio. It's actually right here. Join Blake Mayfield as he sits down with friends, family, and some of the most prominent figures in his hometown of Reading, California, and beyond. So, you know, I'm...
And beyond!
Yeah.
You had Buzz Lightyear on your podcast. You get all the good guests, dude.
So, you know, I'm coming out of Redding, California with most of these, you know. But, I mean, I would love to go to San Diego. I love San Diego. I'd love to go to L.A. I'd love to go to other places and, you know.
Can you do remote podcasts? Like, if I couldn't come here, could you remote me in?
I could. I hate doing that, but I could.
How would you do it?
Like, I'd do FaceTime and then just Bluetooth the audio.
Give me a gnat. I want a gnat. Give me a sound.
A gnat? Okay.
Like, any kind of, like, hit a button.
Oh. There you go.
I need a mixer like that, dude. I need a Roadcaster Pro.
A Roadcaster is the way to go.
$1,000 Roadcaster Pro.
No.
All right, dude. I know I'm taking a lot of your time, but I want to ask you some rapid questions because I want people to get to know you so that they know who they're going to listen to when they head over to the podcast. I love rapid fire questions.
Give me 80 of them.
I don't know if I have that many.
That's fine.
Who knows? Here we go.
Yeah.
So, what's your job title?
Production assistant and butcher.
What's your favorite season?
Fall.
What's your favorite animal?
Dogs.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Oh, that's what you said last time.
Yes,
okay,
pizza.
You almost changed it. What would number two be?
Honestly, Mexican food's really good. Probably like enchiladas or something.
Dude, enchiladas. Yeah. All right. What's your favorite word?
Ambition.
Ooh, last time it was determination.
Yeah.
So I hit him up for this last time I talked to him, but then my audio was wah, wah, wah. So it's interesting. Okay, what word do you hate hearing?
Potential.
Why?
Because it represents something you haven't done. And it represents something that you may or may not fulfill.
What's wrong with it if you haven't done it yet?
Oh, Blake, you have so much potential to maybe be a news reporter and maybe do... I don't want to hear that shit.
Why not?
Because it represents
That's
something
positive.
I haven't done. It's positive to you guys.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Like if somebody says, hey, Nazi, you're going to be on network news anchor one day. I'm like, yeah, thank you for that. You have the potential to be on Fox News. Like that's a flattering comment. You don't take it as flattery?
No. I don't, because to me, it just, and maybe it's a glass half empty kind of thing, but.
So negative. What is this, Mike Krueger? We got to get him on your podcast, dude.
He will not come on my podcast. I don't think he'd have a good time. I don't even know if I'd have a good time.
He's so funny, though. I love that guy. He gives us today, a hint every morning.
Today, what do you say today? He's like too good to do whatever.
I don't know.
Mike. All right.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, to go to the rodeo.
Yeah,
or something.
I'm
yeah.
like, all right, man. No, just potential is just, it's untapped. It's like, oh, I have the potential to get.
Yeah, untapped, that's great. That means there's talent living within you that's untapped that you can still grow from.
I guess it's just two sides of the spectrum, because to me, ambition represents, you know, or determination. Those are kind of like in the same boat. You know, he's really determined to be a reporter. It's like, yeah, I am. Like, I'm going to get after it. I'm going to work harder than everyone. I'm better than everyone. Like, you got to have like that arrogant confidence. Potential is just like, I mean, he has the potential if he puts his mind to it. It's like backhanded.
If in there.
Yeah, it's like super backhanded to me. You know, even if people don't, and a lot of times it's not intended that way. I've just always kind of taken it that way.
What's a word you have a hard time pronouncing?
Kerfuffle? Is that the word?
Kerfuffle.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Kerfuffle.
They got into a little bit of a kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. You know what's difficult for me for news the words is conscience, and cautious.
Yeah, cautious, consciousness. Yeah.
And, yeah, all those. All those and substantive.
I think it's substantive. You guys were asking earlier.
Yes.
I think that's the right
that's
way to
the
say
right
it.
Word.
It's not substantive.
And unveil. I always have to think like a veil, like a wedding, because I like to say unveil a lot. Unveil.
Yeah.
It's unveil. Conscience, cautious. Conscious.
Yes.
Conscience.
Conscious. Yeah.
Difficult words. What? Who do you text the most?
Probably George.
George. Give a George a little shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to George. Yeah. He's my one of my best friends / podcast manager. Helps me out with this thing. Helps me land certain guests. Keeps me on my toes. He honestly is my main outlet for me to be able to like, and I'm sorry to curse Nazi, but talk shit. About
you know,
how great
you're
I
the
am.
One who's going to have to edit all the audio
I
and
guess,
bleep out all the cuss words because I am
so.
A square bear. I've got mothers with kids listening in their cars and they're not going
to go on the way to school
because I never cuss.
He lets me just get my egotistical stuff out, if you will. Like,
that's
like when I have like an Andrew Dimbert hit me back. Oh, that
can
phone
we just
call,
talk about that? He
oh
reached out to Andrew Dimbert, who is an
he's
anchor
the man
on World News.
I think and, I might have a man crush on that guy.
And
that dude
the
is
World News now, and he. Yeah. Texted him back. He messaged him back.
Yeah, the super nice guy.
You got a new bestie.
Yeah, he's dope. Love Andrew Dimbert. Love his packages, his anchoring.
Speaking of people you love, who's your hero?
In what context?
Who would you be like if you could? Like, is there someone in your life that stands out to you that you're like, I want to be like that guy one day?
Yeah, I feel like I'm mostly like my mom and my grandpa the most. Because just a lot of like hard work, determination, a lot of ignoring, not haters. I actually hate that word, haters. Like it's not, it's just critique. We're not hating, it's critique.
There are haters.
But sometimes some people are like, yo, I'm just critiquing. Like I think you could do this better. And like, oh, you're being a hater.
That's feedback. That's
you know?
That's helpful criticism.
Right, yeah.
That the haters, there are haters.
There are haters.
I know where they are if you're looking for them.
Send them my way, because for some weird reason it motivates me. It helps me get out of bed at 3 a.m.
Let your haters be motivators.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Give me a sound effect.
Oh, okay, wah, gotcha. Wah, yeah, wah, there we go.
I love it.
Yeah, just work ethic and also determination, ignoring the noise, you know, being able to block out the noise. And luckily there's not a lot of noise around this thing, but that's kind of the goal. I mean, look at someone like Joe Rogan. That's nothing but noise to start the year. Mm-hmm. All these different news outlets. I mean, we were covering it. You know what I mean? Just all this stuff, whether it's opinion or not, it's still like a big deal, a huge deal. And he still
can't
just
say racist stuff. I mean,
oh, well, yeah. Right. But even like the COVID misinformation stuff or just whatever it is, whether you fall outside of the spectrum is where you fall. But I do appreciate the fact that he just kept going.
Yeah.
You know?
He apologized, you know, and he owned it and he, which I think is also important.
Yeah. I'm not saying that he was, you know, right to say that. He definitely was not, you know, a white person should not be saying those things. But I can appreciate where someone is just like, well, I have no choice but to keep What am I going to do? Not ever make a pot? I'm under a contract, first of all. Second of all, this thing is wildly successful. My, you know, like, you strike while the iron's hot. And unfortunately, the iron gets hot when it does. You know what I mean? So
what's your favorite quote?
Ah, that's a good one. Favorite quote. That's a good one. I like, haven't brought them up yet, but I like Downtown Browns make good choices.
Make good
I like
decisions.
That because, or yeah,
make good decisions.
Make good because I know what he's saying when he says that. I know exactly what he's trying to get across. He doesn't have to say it, but I know what he means.
What do you think he means?
Don't go party, get a DUI, do
yes,
drugs,
make good decisions.
Get stabbed. Don't do like dumb stuff. Yeah, like
are
just
you afraid
make good...
of getting canceled ever? Do you think there's anything you could do that would get you canceled?
I think there's something I could do that people would attempt to do it, but I'm not afraid of it. I'm not saying I'm looking for it. I'm not like, you know, Kanye or someone where I'm like, cancel me. You know what I mean? But like, if people, you know, to me, honestly, I know people put a lot of stock into social media and that's how we communicate and stuff. But it's like, Twitter's not a real place. I can't go hang out at Twitter. I can't invite you to Twitter. I can't get drinks at Twitter. I can't make friends at Twitter. I mean, you can make friends there, but like, it's as simple as me doing that.
It's so funny. Also,
Twitter's not going to walk up to me in person in real life. That's why I'm able to block out stuff like that. So,
what's your favorite social media platform? Twitter, TikTok?
TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok is hilarious. Yeah. And there's really good info on there.
Yeah.
Like good
educational,
recipes.
Yes.
Yeah. Educational stuff. People covering even like the war in Ukraine, you know, on mm-hmm. either side of the aisle, if you will, on the political spectrum. Even just random like facts about stuff. You know what I mean? Like there's just people on there. I like it for like the cooking. I love cooking.
Yeah.
It's like a therapy for
and
me.
It's visual.
So,
and they're short nuggets, so you don't have to, like,
yeah.
if you want them in short nuggets.
People slapping celery on a board and raw chicken and you know,
what's
and then.
What's your favorite trending TikTok right now? Like this challenge or whatever they call them.
I don't keep up very good on the challenges,
like
but.
The pink dress. The pink dress is a thing right now. The Zara pink dress.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I don't know.
I don't keep up on the challenges very much. I will say I have like my favorite. Pockets like there's like certain comedians I guess or certain people that have like there's this one guy that like his laugh is so obnoxious. I'll show you afterwards. He's his name's I am Kenji I think
Kenji.
Is his name.
Okay.
And it's literally he's just reading off like four or five memes of video and he just like he like wheeze laughs into like his microphone and it's the funniest thing you'll see all because the memes are funny, his laugh is funny, and even if the meme isn't that funny, just his
laugh
will make it hilarious.
You have to share that with me.
I will 100% share
it
with you.
That brings me to the question, right? So, like, do you like just humor, right? People, there's so much enough negativity in the world, right? So you look for stuff that's going to make you laugh.
Yes.
Is that what you try to bring your listeners to?
Yeah. I mean, I don't consider myself a comedian by any means. I think we stumble upon things sometimes. Like, I love, like, grilling George if I think he says something dumb, you know, and I'm like, George, that's not what we're doing. You know what I mean? Or just whatever it is. And then we just find a way to, you know, just kind of go from there. But, yeah, I don't consider myself a comedian or nothing. So, I don't come on here ever and try and be like, today I'm going to be funny. You know what I mean? Like, that's not
today
ever.
Today I'm going to be funny.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not, that's not me. I'm not Chappelle. I'm not Chris Rock. I can't just turn it on. You know, like, those guys can, like, just turn it on, be hilarious, and then they go back to being a normal person 2 hours later. That's not me. But I do try to deliver good content and you know, make you forget about your problems or make your...
You make me forget about my problems every day when you make me espresso in the morning, dude. I, like, am so grateful for you. You have no clue.
Oh, thank you.
And that gives me emotional strength. What about you? Physical strength or mental strength? What's
mental.
More important? Why?
Because you don't lose mental strength. But you can lose that physical strength rather easily. But you battle enough demons, you win enough battles with yourself, with other people, with outside issues, no one could ever take that away from you. But I could stop working out for 2 months and drink Red Bull and Coca-Cola and eat Twinkies, and all of a sudden that physical strength, it's gone. It's not there anymore. You cannot bench press, no 325, that's gone. But that mental strength, it will never slip if you don't let it, ever. So mental strength. And things take a lot more mental strength these days in the technology world, and they do physical strength.
That's true. That's how you know how to do all of this stuff. And
you just battle.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're just talented in the electronics section. So are you planning on, like, could this, is this like your career goal? Like podcasting, like if you could pick any career, would it be reporting? Would it be podcasting? Like what's your end goal?
Honestly, and I have no problem saying this because it's always been the goal. Like if I were to wake up tomorrow morning and Black Rose was like, hey man, we'll give you $100,000 a year to do your podcast. I'm quitting both my jobs tomorrow.
What if it's $30,000?
I'm still doing that.
You would still do it.
I'm still doing that because it's enough for me to get by, yeah. And it's enough for me to put enough, I guess, like sweat equity into this to where that $30,000 will turn into $60,000, $90,000.
As long as you don't drive anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. as long as I'm getting back and forth.
Yeah. As long as I'm on a bike.
Podcasting.
Yeah. As long as I'm on a bike. But yeah, I mean, it's I've made $30,000 my whole life a year. That's the range I hang out in anyway. That's how I budget. So, you know.
The people who work hard, the money will come to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's not the main focus of this. My main focus of this is that I'm passionate about it and that I love doing this.
So would you rather do something you love and make nothing, like make pennies, or make a lot of money doing something that you're not so excited about? Tough question.
People that make a lot of money and I recognize they're miserable, I just couldn't imagine myself living like that. Like, yeah. No amount of money could fix how dead you have to feel inside.
Amen.
You know? So it's like, I'd much rather do podcasts and I make $25,000 a year and I'm not, I'd say scraping, but in this inflation, you're scraping.
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
You know, but just put everything into this every day, you know, and if I were to get up at 3 a.m., it'd be for the podcast to edit, to hit up people or whatever, than to, you know, go to scrub floors, you know, at the butcher job or anything like that, you know, and not to say I don't enjoy those jobs because I do. There's a reason I'm still at them. If I didn't enjoy them, I would not be working them. It's as simple as that. I'm not someone that feels like I need the money so bad I'm going to do something I hate. Even at 23, I've never been like that.
How many hours total you think you work a week?
Between both jobs and like the podcast, 50.
Oof. How much you spend on the podcast?
Six to eight a week. Wow. Yeah. And that's during what I consider the off season. When it's football time and I'm doing at least one football podcast and an interview podcast, probably 10 hours, 12 hours a week.
Wow.
Between recording it, driving here, driving home, editing.
Editing always takes the longest, right?
Yeah, and there's not even much to edit, but it's just like getting the info, getting the timestamps right, posting it everywhere. By the time that's all done, yeah, I'm pulling, you know, 60-hour weeks, 55, 60-hour weeks. Mm-hmm. But that's what it takes. No one ever got anywhere working the 40-hour work week.
Amen. So work or play, I guess, is work for you.
It's work. I don't even know how to play. I have no idea. You could put me on a boat on the Amalfi Coast in Italy.
What would a relaxing day, like what would a fun day look like to you?
San Diego. Nice. With my dogs.
Tell us about your dogs.
Yeah, so I have two dogs. I have a girl and a boy. My girl is Sadie. She's an American Pit Bull. She has a white coat. She has, like, Dalmatian spots. I thought maybe she had, like, part
so
Dalmatian in her, but she's just straight, just full Pit Bull. She just ended up with some spots. But she's 4 years old, just turned four. And then my baby boy is Zeus. He's a bully, which is, like, a bulldog-pit-bull mix. He has more Pit Bull, but the bulldog, like, head and, like,
so
big shoulders and, yeah.
So cute.
The bark and stuff is, yeah, big flappy cheeks.
Love them. Are they, like, sweet dogs, salty dogs?
Super sweet dogs. Aww. Super sweet. So, like, George and I will take them to the Sundial Bridge and walk them, and, like, they'll go nuts when they see other dogs.
Oh, yeah.
But besides that, I mean, you would never, you know, they come right up to you. They'd sniff
you
out.
That's typical dog behavior. Yeah,
right.
Barbie, too. She's the sweetest dog, but she sees another dog, and it's like, they're in my territory. Like, you're on my bridge.
Yeah. Like, I'll never bring them in just because I can't. Like, if I could bring them into the station, like, people wouldn't even know they're there. Like, they would just walk around. They'd just lay there, want to be petted. They'd mess, you know, they'd play with each other, you know, rah, rah, you know, and then they would just fall down and just sleep for a while. Like, people wouldn't even do anything. So,
love them. I have to meet them in person.
Yeah, they're great.
I see we have, mental strength. That's my mom right there. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
All about the mental strength.
Yeah, mental strength.
What time is it right now?
Let's see. It is 3:18.
Okay, well, listen, I feel like we need to make this like a consistent thing because I have so many questions for you. But, you know, before we start to wrap things up, I want to touch on what's important to me, which is the podcast is called Choose Happy, right? We discussed this because
yes.
I like to remind my listeners that no matter what kind of day you're having, you can always choose happy. And so I ask you, what's something that makes you happy?
Podcasts. Podcasts, my dogs.
But first the dogs. And then podcast in order, if we're going in order, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the dogs are there when I fall asleep. They're there when I wake up. Like, they're always the first and last thing I see during the day, no matter what.
Where do you see yourself, like, in 10 years from now? Like, what would a perfect...
Such a loaded question.
It's just 10 years. Like, it's...
10 years from now?
Yeah, where do you see yourself?
I'd like to be the number one podcast on Spotify.
Nice.
I think Spotify is going to surpass Apple as far as audio is concerned, like capitalizing on audio. Because Apple is a hardware company. MacBook, iPhone. Oh my goodness, what's the new thing they got?
I don't know. You kids know all that stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't even think of. But they have like Apple Music and stuff. You know, they do audio, but they dip their toes in. Oh, Apple TV. The Apple TV is like, they have like the box. They even have like the flat screen. They're hardware. Where Spotify, they have no hardware, which is risky. Mm-hmm. It makes it to where they're still not a profitable company. People don't even know that. Spotify invests, you know, Rogan got $100 million, all these things.
I pay them a subscription fee every month for months and years.
But they spend that money before they even get it from you. They're still not profitable. They've invested so much money in podcasts and in the audio space and trying to capitalize on
video
and stuff.
But they get money. They're not profitable.
They're not profitable. I swear they are not profitable.
That's sad.
There's a lot of companies like that, actually. I think even like, if I'm not mistaken, I think Subway is not profitable still because there's so many of them and their whole thing is let's be on every block and every street in America to where they're still not. Like, there's weird companies like that where you're like, how do you still run your business? I don't understand this. Yeah, I know it sounds weird, but I'd like to be the head guy of Spotify. I go for number one. I don't like settling for number two. If I'm number two, best believe I'm coming for you. And that's just kind of how I am. I was always, you know, I get this from being bullied as a kid. I get this from, you know, always being counted out, always, like, I mean, you've had discussions even, like, at the news station where I'm like, I feel like they're picking on me, I feel like I'm being counted out, Nazi, how do I deal with this, how do you deal with ego, you know,
there's
but...
There's so much ego,
oh,
know,
my goodness,
everywhere.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's just nothing but motivation, though, you know what I mean, because, like, I could go hang out with my friends, I can go do a phone, I can go do something, and, like, it's off. Once I leave the building, it's off of me now, you know what I mean, I don't have to worry about that, I don't have to think about that anymore, And I like being number one because of that. You know, I do.
Great work-life balance. That's very important.
I try to. I'm still kind of learning it. But, yeah, the last year and some change, I've gotten really good at just separating the two. I don't like bringing it home with me. Because, first of all, I have a 20-minute drive to let go of it.
Yeah,
I don't live right up the road. I don't walk to work. I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like I'm just 5 minutes away and it's still fresh in my head. Like, I can put on anything. I could call someone. I could do whatever. I can even stop somewhere. Eat coffee, whatever it is, you know.
What's your favorite restaurant in Reading?
This is a good one. Favorite restaurant.
I'm looking for good places to eat.
I still say Market Street Steakhouse.
I haven't had a chance to go there.
Because I love a good steak.
List. Yeah.
And I haven't had a bad one yet. Sirloin, filet mignon, New York, it doesn't matter.
You know steak because you know meat.
I do. Yes. I do butchering. Yes. So. Yeah, that's probably still, that's the best spot. My favorite spot would probably be, I don't know. That's the best spot to me.
What's your favorite hole in the wall? Locally.
There's a couple of them. See, I feel bad because I've had a lot of business owners on, and I don't want to,
okay,
all
right, we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
What's one thing that you'd like to leave the listeners with today?
Be you. And I know that's like, well, how do I be myself? Well, just, you know, figure it out. Figure out what you're passionate about. Figure out what your boundaries are with people and with things. And you know what I mean? Like, I work at the news. You deliver the news. But I can't watch anything past our 2 hours. It's just too much for me. I can't see these images of children having to leave the hospital because it got blown up in Ukraine. And then this guy did a mass shooting on the Oroville bus. And
but you know,
and then,
you know what... President Zelensky said, he's like, if you are tired of looking at if these images like disturb you, like don't look away, keep looking at them, like you need to see them so that we can have change, like so action is taken. So it's like that happy balance, like we got to get it out there, we have to see it. But I get it, like you don't want to saturate your brain with all of that.
I still have
sadness
to go live
too.
Like I still have to like leave here and like
you
go be a person,
choose happy,
right?
So there you go.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, Blake.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Friends,
yes.
Listeners, here, my friends, please subscribe to the Blake Mayfield podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. He's a good listen. He has great values. He has good guests, awesome vibes. He actually interviewed me. There's an episode on there and several of our other colleagues from KRCR News Channel 7.
That's and more to come, by the way.
More to come. Yeah. Who do you got next? Who do you have lined up? Oh, juicy. Come on, spill the beans. Give me the exclusive.
I'll reveal it because it's in 2 days. Onwar's coming on next. Daisy's the week after.
Yay!
And then I'll tell you off air the one that I'm looking forward to in April because it's probably the biggest one I'll have yet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like no BS, no like blowing smoke. Like Mangus? That's. No, not anyone from KRCR.
Going to be outside. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Now you got to go listen, y'all, because we're going to try to find out who he has on. You know, this has been such a nice chat with you. I really enjoy working with you. I enjoy learning from you. I think you have a lot to teach when it comes to the podcasting industry. And you're a good human. You're fun to be around. And
I really enjoy
your podcast. Likewise. So I hope other people come and find you. And until next time, my friends, say it with me, Blake. Don't forget to
choose happy.
Bye. Give me a sound effect.